USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Dallas-based Southwest Airlines canceled roughly 1,800 flights over the weekend, leaving passengers stranded across the country. The mass cancellations came after its pilots asked a court to block the company's new COVID vaccine mandate. More than 25% of the airline's flights were canceled on Sunday, according to Flight Aware Tracker. President Trump returned to Des Moines, Iowa to kick off his latest Save America rally. On Saturday, the 45th president highly criticized Joe Biden and his administration for mishandling a long list of issues the country has been facing for the past 9 months under Democrat leadership. The Afghanistan withdrawal to the border crisis, Trump told his supporters, we're going to take America back. End quote. The Department of Homeland Security reported Friday the Biden administration is canceling two border wall contracts in the Laredo sector of the U.S.-Mexico border. That will leave about 31 miles of border without a wall. This is USA Radio News.
On January 29th of last year, I was a stroke victim, but some patients can't even get the proper medication because of stringent insurance practices. Doctor, doesn't seem like America, does it?
No, it does not. And first of all, I'm very sorry that you had that experience. It is not like America. This is not the way it should be. PCSK9 inhibitors, which were released and approved by the FDA in 2015, the summer of 2015, have experienced unprecedented barriers for access by the payers of the insurance companies. They're human monoclonal antibodies made by an immortal cell line. They're not little drugs that are just punched out on an assembly line.
Wow.
But what I can tell you is this, that the PCSK9 inhibitors clearly lower LDL cholesterol effectively. I mean, that has been well documented.
If you think you have a heart problem, what's the best thing to do?
Oh, my God. If you think you have a heart problem, talk to your doctor.
Now that a Facebook whistleblower has revealed the company's disturbing business practices, what's next? Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Facebook making changes after whistleblower Francis Haugen testified on Capitol Hill blasting the social network company.
We will, of course, seek to make ourselves ever more transparent so people can hold us to account. We understand that with success comes responsibility, comes criticism, comes scrutiny, comes responsibility, and that's why we're, you know, the first Silicon Valley company to set up an independent oversight board.
Facebook's Vice President of Global Affairs, Nick Clegg, telling ABC's This Week that the company will introduce new measures on its apps to prompt teens away from harmful content. He also expressed being open to the idea of letting regulators have access to Facebook's algorithms that are used to amplify content, but he said he could not answer the question whether the algorithms amplified the voices of people who breached the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
USA Radio News.
COVID is spiking again, and it's just not clear how to keep your family safe. Fever is the leading symptom of COVID, and the only way to reliably detect it is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
After 100 days of extreme pandemic lockdown measures in Australia, Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced the lifting of some restrictions Monday.
Today is a day so many have been looking forward to, a day when the things we take for granted we'll celebrate. Being with family and friends, getting a haircut, grabbing a meal together, going to the pub and having a beer with your mates. These are things that across New South Wales and particularly in Sydney, people will be able to do again today. And I know all around the country that will be true.
With a population of nearly 26 million people, roughly 1,500 Australian souls have been lost to COVID-19 complications. With nearly 200 prisoners released from New York's Rikers Island, Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul praised her own decision. Now with nearly a dozen of those rearrested, it appears some of these folks were not thankful for her mercy. New York City Councilman Joe Borelli says the Big Apple's crime wave isn't going to stop as long as the same leadership philosophies of minimal consequences are being applied to criminals.
Well, let's meet the new boss, same as the old boss. You know, she's someone who grew up in politics trying to frame herself as a moderate Democrat, but now she finds herself facing a very real primary in June against bona fide progressives down in New York City. So she's doing everything she can in this brief period of time to appeal to the fringe far left. And one of those is adopting this, you know, close Rikers, let people out of jail mantra, where we're releasing people, even though in many cases these are known gang members.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.